Eck Real Estate, 1206 West 6th, Suite 8. Follow the Royals all season long on 14 KVOE and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
Don't forget Royals opening up the season. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon. Can't wait.
Yeah, so good luck to the Royals and hopefully a better year than last year.
Well, there are some prognosticators who say that the Royals, you know, they may have their kind of now traditional 60 to 75 win season, but there are some that say that if things go right, they could be contending for the AL Central. We'll find out.
Yeah, it's against the Minnesota Twins tomorrow, 2:30 pregame. About a 3 o'clock first pitch, just after 3.
Can't wait.
So, yeah.
Bring on the Royals. Bring on baseball.
Baseball season is here. It is 8:41. Very pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Greg Jordan. Greg's the executive director of the Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing quite well, other than this chill in the air.
Little freeze warning to greet you here on the 27th of March.
Little freeze warning, you know. We had warm weather earlier and now cold weather, so make up your mind.
I know.
Totally agree with you on that. All I do have to say here that the conditions were quite a bit warmer for this past weekend's annual meeting, and looking ahead, they're going to be quite warmer for this upcoming weekend. So this is just kind of a bump in the road.
Just a little bump in the road. And speaking of last weekend, we had our 86th annual meeting of the Lyon County Historical Society here at the Lyon County History Center. Went very well. It was a beautiful day. We had we did our business meeting, and we elected a new board member. Chuck Torres is going to be on our board of directors, and so that was a good. And then we had sweet treats. We had good stuff from all around town, and some of our board members brought some sweet treats. And then we were entertained by Annie Wilson and the Tallgrass Express. So it was a very fun day. Hopefully, we'll continue to have this sort of annual meeting. They tend to be kind of boring, and so this one we wanted to have be a little bit more fun. So we're ready to do it again next year for our 87th annual meeting. So
looking forward to year number 87, but you've got a lot to pack into this year before the annual meeting number 87 comes up. And you've had some good demand to keep that crazy quilt collection out there, huh?
So the crazy quilt, we were only going to have up for a month, but because people have enjoyed it and people keep coming in to see it, we're going to leave it up for at least another month. We have several crazy quilts on display. Some of them date back to the 1850s, so that's interesting. And so that's going to be up at least for another month, so come in and check that out here at 7-Eleven Commercial.
What does it mean for you to be able to have that kind of a collection, that breadth of a collection, and you know, to see what sounds like kind of a surprising interest and demand for those quilts to be seen?
Well, quilts are an interesting thing, Chuck. A lot of us have someone in our family that did quilts.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably have a handmade quilt in our collection.
Yep.
So that's a draw or a tie. But we also, the artistry that's involved in the making of the quilts is quite interesting. And so we have 60 plus quilts in our collection, something that we can really draw on for exhibits. And this crazy quilt, I didn't realize we had this many until we decided to put this exhibit up. And so we have 10 crazy quilts, which is quite a lot, but very interesting, and interesting design and construction.
That's well said. You know, my mom did quilting for a long period of time, and I keep bothering her to get the kids quilts, and she's like, I'm retired now.
Yes.
So I started that process a little bit too late there, but the process of creating a quilt has always been fascinating to me, even though, you know, I'm not going to be taking that up, but it's there's a lot of work that's involved with those quilts. My goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, there's a lot of work. And in fact, the Area Quilt Guild comes in every Thursday, and they're working on a quilt that they're making here for the Historical Society. So if you're interested in the process, come on down on Thursday mornings and watch the ladies work.
Good idea. Well, let's see. Greg, Sunday, Goodway Gardens. This will be Sunday, April the 7th. What might we have going on?
So a week from this Sunday, April 7th, we will be doing another version of the Sunday Goodway Gardens down at the Howe House. Alexa Dawson and crew produce do a lot of stuff with seeds and native plants. And then we have, so there's always talks about that. And then we have a musical guest this week, or the April 7th will be Bad Alaskan, which is a black and Alaskan native and spoken word artist. So that should be entertaining. Good Way Gardens is a cooperative between Alexa Dawson and friends in the Lyon County History Center. And we emphasize land-based art, beneficial plants, and community connection. So it's a really interesting thing. We started it last year. We have it in the warm weather months, the first Sunday of each month. So it starts at 5 o'clock. So come on down to the Howe House at 315 East Logan on April 7th and check us out.
Bad Alaskan. I just
Bad
love that
Alaskan.
Name.
It really Bad does. Great
Alaskan.
Name.
And then you have, speaking of Good Way Gardens, and we kind of highlighted this yesterday, the first ever Howe Hoist. This has both of our attentions, although I'm much more interested in observing than participating in this, but this sounds like a ton of fun.
So as it turns out, Richard Howe, the namesake of the Howe House, he was a stonemason. So combining the inspiration of Good Way Gardens and Richard Howe being a stonemason, we are going to have the Howe Hoist. And what that entails is picking up large rocks one at a time and setting it on top of a pedestal. And so this is a feat of skill and power. So we have 100, 200, 250, and 300-pound rocks.
Whoa.
Yeah, these are not small rocks. 100, 200, 250, or 300 pounds. And you get two chances to lift those rocks up. And so it costs $10 to enter. And if you're really curious about all this, you can go to thegoodmuscle.com to sign up. The Good Muscle people are also a sponsor of this, as is Visit Emporia and us, the Lyon County History Center, and Good Way Garden. So it's a way to bring attention to the Howe House. It's a way to get people down for a friendly competition. And so start working out now. I don't know about you, but there's none of those rocks, 100, 200, 250, or 300, that I can lift, but I'd be happy to watch you do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. I think we would deem this a spectator sport.
Absolutely spectator.
And the other thing, too, and I brought this up with Leland Danes yesterday, you know, we brought up, you know, like the medieval garb, the kilts. This kind of screams needing to have some bagpipers and drums nearby, too.
Ooh. I like that. We'll see if I can get – I know some people that are kilt wearers, so maybe we can get them down there.
Well, and $10 to participate, this should be interesting. So what, you have the pedestals, and this all stuff ready to go, or do you have to still – are we still forming all the poundage in the rocks and the platforms? How's this working?
We are all working on that, the setup. It obviously will be ready to go in May when we're ready to do this. The rocks, of course, we have to weigh them. And I told the guys, and I don't care if this weighs 101 or if it weighs 99, we'll be good to go.
You're rounding up, in other words.
I'm rounding up or rounding down, depending on the rock. You know, it's not an exact science, the whole sport of rock picking up. So I'm just trying to think, who do I know that could lift a 300-pound rock? Really no one.
Well,
yeah, I mean, there is some there's an art form to this, obviously, depending on the shape of the rock, what we're going to be looking at here. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out to get these stones hoisted on this platform. How tall is that platform again?
I think it's 40 inches.
Okay.
But I'll check on that.
3.5 feet, roughly,
I think is what Leland said.
Okay.
Yeah, so roughly 40 inches. So above your waist, obviously, you have to pick that rock up. So
you got to make it some part of a challenge, right?
Well, I don't care if you look good or not doing it. You're going to need to be strong to do it. So
Man. There's no points for form.
there is no style points whatsoever.
Oh, man, you got to be checking out our YouTube channel for that video coming up in May 5th.
All right. So
we're gonna video it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Greg says whether you're a seasoned lifter or simply want to test yourself, a unique challenge.
There is room for everyone.
The Howe Hoist, So, again, that's coming up on Sunday, May the 5th.
Sunday, May the 5th. And so, yeah, we're already talking about May events. So here we are.
Well, what else has you got kind of on the schedule here coming up for springtime?
This has been the busiest winter we've had at the History Center since I've been here, and I've been here 30 years. So one thing after another, a lot of people coming in the front door, a lot of people enjoying our exhibits and research and the kids area. And so just a lot of things. So that's going to be a continuation this spring. And as we get closer to May, we have to start thinking about the Unbound Gravel Race. And so that's coming up. We're right in the middle of all that. And so then we have graduation parties, and then we have weddings, and then it's the middle of summer, and there are just more activities here at the History Center. So we like being busy. We like to be able to provide for the community, and here we are right in the middle of doing all that.
Indeed you are. Greg, appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both, and I'm glad you're back, Ron.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thanks much. Greg,
all right, take care.
Yeah, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. The How Hoist. We'll be hearing much more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drop that rock on your foot either.
Yeah, it would be a good idea to know exactly how much you can lift going in. Be confident of that. Let's just be saying that.
You might want to get the steel-toe boots out.
Right, exactly. Although, did they have those back then?
Probably not. It's 8:52, sunshine, 24 degrees. Good morning.
Have you been dreaming of a renovation but have no idea where to start? Stop by the all-new Mark II Showroom, conveniently located downtown at 329 Commercial, and let their crew help. They can provide design and layout services, along with an extensive selection of cabinetry, countertops, and flooring options, all with the help and guidance of Mark II experts. Visit the all-new Mark II Showroom at 329 Commercial and make your home remodel dreams come true.
Mark your calendars for the grand opening of Champions Landing on Friday, March 29th. Hi, Jeremy Rusko here. We're thrilled to announce that Champions Landing is a 50-